sing, roar, cry, whisper, persuade, converse. What do these words make you think of? That's the question the MSU Museum posed to the public to create the new exhibit, Voice. Earlier this week, I stopped by as they were setting up to speak with MSU Museum Education Specialist and Assistant Curator of Folk Arts, Mary Warall. The exhibit is an experiment for the museum.
The Voice exhibit came to be a little bit through experimentation. The education team at the MSU Museum was asked if we'd be interested in creating an exhibit together, and we were, and our education team is very diverse in specialties and backgrounds. So our initial challenge was we wanted to do something that represented all of the different research areas that we're all interested in. So we have a science person, I'm a cultural heritage person. We wanted to make sure all of that was reflected in the exhibit. Then we wanted to do something that pushed the boundaries of how we typically put together an exhibit. And we decided a way to do that was by using social media and to really play with the idea of how our audience can help us build an exhibit. And we wanted to run with that idea and to see what would happen as a result.
So why build an exhibit around this theme of voice and communication?
Okay, we came up with the idea of voice by starting with a lot of brainstorming where we were looking for a concept where we could bring both the science and culture side of the museum into an exhibit that reflected both of those ideas and our holdings and our ideas. And so we started with some straightforward ideas. We talked about maybe we'd want to look at a region of the world and find things from science and culture that we could do an exhibit around that. But then we wanted to do something that wasn't quite so straightforward, that pushed the boundaries a little bit more. So we decided to go with a theme, and we came up with voice because we thought, well, you can find voice in nature. You can... An artist's voice reflects other things in our collection. Objects sometimes speak to people and bring up concepts, memories, stories. So we felt that just voice was a way that we could bring both science and culture into an exhibit and play around a little bit.
So this exhibit, it centers around six words in particular. So those would be roar, sing, cry, whisper, persuade, and converse. Why those words?
You know, we went through a long process of elimination. We probably started out with around 30 words, and we spent a lot of time going through the thesaurus to see, well, what other words are out there? And we wanted words that we thought would bring out a variety of things from our visitors. Ones we thought were kind of provocative and might get to some interesting visual results. So it really was a process of elimination where we just kind of went through, and because we did do this exhibit as a team of curators, which is, again, a different way to approach an exhibit, we did a lot of voting because we wanted to reflect that it was a team effort. So we narrowed down, we voted, and we really went with the majority, and those were the words that kind of won our discussions.
So right now we're standing in front of what will soon be the sing part of the exhibit. There, it's a work in progress right now. there's stuff being put up everywhere. But talk about how the public helped create this right here. So we have a table. It's got the word sing on it, and then we've got a bullfrog skeleton. Is that a mandolin?
We have an oud, and then this is actually called a shugalet, which it looks a little like, it's a small stringed instrument where the base of it looks like a shoe, and it's quirky, so we thought it was the student that picked it out thought it was a fun example of a way to bring instruments to represent sing is the word we're in front of. And actually, we also, in addition to the objects, we have images that people had contributed. So we came to this array of things by, we wanted to interact with the public to help us build our exhibit, and we wanted to use social media because we thought, well, that's the way we should be going. We should be trying new things and new media and bringing that into exhibit development, and we wanted to experiment with having the public build an exhibit with us. So we did a Pinterest board for each of our six words, and then we put out press releases on our website, to our various networks. We asked students that we interact with to add images to those Pinterest boards. And so it was really fun to see what was built there and just what those words, because we also wanted to do, people kept wanting us when we would send it out to give them more like, what were you thinking that you wanted us to put with each of these words? And we're like, no, we wanted to say as little as possible because we really want you just to have the word and to tell us what that makes you see, since we are working with Pinterest. best, and that's a visual medium. So we had people contribute images to the Pinterest boards, and it was really fun then to go through and see. We encouraged them just to bring images from wherever they were pinning things from, but also some of the students specifically, I really encouraged them to work with our collections databases because much of the museum's collection is available online to people, so they can go on to our website and look at pictures and information about things. So I also encouraged the students to pin from our website to make sure we had some things that we had. So in some cases, the objects now that you're seeing here were the objects that they had gone to our collections database and specifically had pinned those, so we selected those. Sometimes someone might have pinned an image of something similar, like a drum, so then we went, and that was our inspiration, so then we chose a drum from the collection.
What are some of the strangest things that people have chosen to represent some of these words?
I'm going to look around. Yeah, for a second. Actually, I don't know that I'd call it strange, but one of my favorites
yeah.
is over here.
Okay.
So now we're in front of Roar, and my favorite thing in this is two representations of the World Cup, and specifically the World Cup when it was in South Africa a few years ago. So we're standing in front of a textile that is a black background and has very vividly colored images of World Cup activities in South Africa, and it's very jubilant. And the idea to me was, and I think to the person who made the suggestion, was that when you're in a stadium, there is a roar, and the World Cup brought that forth. So we have the textile, which has all the visuals, but then we also have a vuvuzela, which is kind of the long horn-like instrument that people had at the World Cup that are very, very loud, so it enhanced the idea of roar, and it was really fun to, I think the vuvuzela was what was pinned initially, and I knew that we had this textile also, so it was a nice compare and contrast type of thing.
What are some ways that once the exhibit is set up that you guys are using social media to keep people involved and keep a conversation going?
Sure. So one of the things that we're going to do during the exhibit is we are going to have a live Twitter feed that's going to be projected on the wall where we're going to encourage people to tweet to the museum about the exhibit in particular, so their reactions to it. Maybe we're hoping to hear some other ideas of what these words make people think of. So that'll be an ongoing Twitter feed that'll be huge, projected on the wall. And we're also going to keep those Pinterest boards up. And I'm really hoping that those boards will continue to grow, that people will come to the exhibit, see what's happened so far, and then maybe even while they're standing here and they have their phone with them or their iPad, continue to add to the conversation that way.
Why is it important to get people engaged in social media with museums? I mean, traditionally when you go to museums, you think of, really old things, basically.
Right.
Why is it important to start bringing in new technology and using it?
Well, I think where the museum world is going is to make the museum a more participatory place and to have visitors and engage and interact. It's not just to come and read and look, but to interact, to think, to help build things. So there is a move towards making the museums a little bit more experimental and involving people. And social media is just so big everywhere that museums want to be a part of that too, and to see how that can enhance what we're doing with our field.
And so when is this exhibit going to open? And yeah, what's the plan?
Sure. This exhibit opens on Sunday, May 12th, and it'll be up. Our education team, who are the curators of the exhibit, we were so excited about the idea of playing with the experiment of having the public help to build us and to see how it did work out, because we didn't quite know what was going to happen when we decided to let our audience build the exhibit and to use social media. So I'm just hoping that visitors will be excited or intrigued and want to see it and maybe think of the museum being a more participatory place that they can get more and more involved in.
Mary Worrell, MSU Education Specialist and Assistant Curator of Folk Arts. She took me on a tour of the MSU Museum's new exhibit, Voice.